There are so many times when I feel I'm overwhelmed, and in those times I often forget to seek the only one who can help me, and that is God.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz, and this is an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. And today we're going to discuss when the times you feel overwhelmed, and those are the perfect opportunities to find God. And many times we often forget, don't we, to seek the one who really is the only one who can help us. This is episode 18, and you can find the show notes at A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. And I want to thank you so much for listening today and sharing this podcast with your friends and family. Well, I have other podcasts that you might enjoy, and I have put them in the show notes. One is a podcast I did entitled No Time for Mom, and another is Depression During the Holidays. As I am recording this, Thanksgiving and Christmas approach, and many times during the holidays, I have found that people become depressed, and often for very good reasons. So hopefully those two podcasts can help you as well. Well, as always, I am going to talk about the spiritual side of things and then give you some practical applications. And these are things that are tried and true. They are things that I have done. And I have to admit that many times when I am overwhelmed, I forget to, you know, just get on my knees and pray, to take a deep breath, to do the things that I need to do to let go and let God. And the first bit of advice that has helped me is writing. Writing always helps me, which is why I like to journal, and not necessarily a big long journal, you know, dear journal, today I did blah, blah, blah. But for me, it helps to write down why I'm overwhelmed. And often when I talk about my to-do list, I do get overwhelmed. And so therefore I do what anybody in my position and mind frame would do, and that is don't make a list and then tend to proceed to forget things and then get overwhelmed again. I mean, as I look at my calendar, like on Mondays when I look at what I have going on, I have about four things, right? One thing right after another. And so when my days get that busy, I tend to like to only do like one major thing a day, especially if it's outside of the home. But when my days tend to get super busy, that's when I really need to take a deep breath and, you know, just say, okay, Lord, today you are going to be in the driver's seat and you're going to take over because I just can't do it. And so that's the first thing. Identify why you are overwhelmed. And writing does help, but sometimes there are so many things that you have to get done, like going to a doctor appointment or picking up kids or bringing kids to lessons or, you know, whatever that is, that you are just going to have to deal with it anyway. But if you are overwhelmed and don't know why, then that's a good time to write it out and just kind of pray and say, okay, Lord, why am I feeling this way? The second is you probably could be put under practical applications, but that is to ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Bring God into your day every day, you know, just praying, come Holy Spirit, come. And, you know, the Lord said he would not leave us alone. And the Lord says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's Deuteronomy 31:6. Or Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And these are all beautiful verses in scripture, and you can find more, you know, just assuring you that the Lord will not leave you, and he will send, you know, his Holy Spirit to renew you. And then also renew your commitment to the Lord. Ask the Lord to give you more of him and less of you. When I tend to get overwhelmed, that is something that I tend to pray, more of you, Lord, and less of me. And it helps me tremendously, because a lot of times when I'm hitting obstacles, I'm realizing that I'm trying to do it under my own steam and not praying to the Lord and asking for his will to be done. And I'm reading this little book. Of course, I don't have the title right in front of me, but it really resonates with me, because it talks about just releasing things to the Lord so that we can have peace. And when we find ourselves overwhelmed, there are so many different things, you know, such as, you know, taking on too much and that kind of thing. And I'm not going to go through, you know, like learn to say no, which is something that I have learned to do through the years. I was always one to say yes and volunteer. And I just, you know, really had to you know, stop doing that. And that's really more under the practical applications. But I could do a whole podcast on that and why we tend to over-volunteer. And just in a, just quickly, a lot of times we do it because no one else is doing it, and because we feel obligated, or we may feel some guilt, or we want to be helpful. I mean, there are so many different reasons. But when we become overwhelmed and we really need to do all of the things that are laid ahead of us, that's the time to ask the Lord to give you more of him, and he will. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss about four different practical applications with some subheadings that you can use in your life to overcome. All right, we'll be right back.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
Well, hey everyone, and welcome back. I want to thank our sponsors, and also thank you for listening. The show is getting finally into some decent numbers, and I really appreciate that. You know, thousands over the last few months. So I'm really thankful to all of you for sharing. And if you can take a moment and go to iTunes and give it a star rating, I would appreciate that. Again, and sharing this podcast with your friends. So what are some practical applications when you become overwhelmed? The first is to ask God to help you find the answers. And for me, when I've done that and just prayed and said, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do. And it may not come to me immediately, but I'll pray about it, and then things will hit me. And one is simplification. I have learned the art of simplification, of just cutting back and being able to do things in a simpler manner. Another is an answer to a pressing problem. So if I pray to the Lord and say, you know, Lord, help me, he's given me that answer. It's funny because my husband tends to do this with work as well. He'll have something that he doesn't know how to do, and He owns a construction company, and something may come up and he's not sure, you know, how to tell somebody to do something, or he's got to do it himself because he can't explain it. And then he'll just pray, and then the answer will come to him. Sometimes he'll talk about it, you know, when he gets home, and it's really amazing how God answers, you know, prayers. Another way that the Lord has helped me to find the answers is to cut back and to say no, as I shared with you a little bit earlier. That has been a blessing, I cannot tell you. And when I was saying no and feeling this extreme guilt because I felt like I needed to do whatever it was I needed to do, I just had to ask the Lord to please take that guilt away from me. And He did, and it was really amazing. Another practical application is to find God in the simple things. And this is when, you know, you're feeling overwhelmed and you know, you just may need to take a breath. And that's just to sit and listen and, you know, just relax, listen to the sounds around you. When the kids were little, I used to have them do this activity where I would take them out in the lanai, and we would sit outside, and I would blindfold them, and I would say, okay, all you can do is listen, no one can talk, and when I take the blindfold off, I want you to write down as many sounds as you heard. And it could be some, like the person sighing next to them, or a bird, or they would hear a train in the distance, or an airplane. And it was really cool because it encouraged them to just sit and tune in. And not, you don't have to blindfold yourself, but you can just go out and sit and just listen, or sit in your house and listen. And just, what noises do you hear? Do you hear the refrigerator humming, or the AC, or a dog barking, or a kitten purring, or whatever that is? And just be still and just listen, and then ask God again to come into your life in a renewed way, and to give you the tools that you need. Another is just enjoying the outdoors. I'm an inside person, and I married an outdoorsy person. And so he has encouraged me to enjoy outdoors. I have some porch furniture where I sit outside, and sometimes even if I have a lot of work, I'll take my laptop out there and I'll just enjoy being outdoors. And it just, that little bit gives me such a sense of peace. And if you're listening to this in the midst of winter where you've got a ton of snow and you obviously can't do that, you can still stand at the window and gaze out, or bring a chair over to the window and gaze out and just enjoy that beauty, that white wonderland that God has, you know, bestowed upon your landscape. We don't have that here in Florida. We don't even have fall leaves. Actually, I take that back. We have fall leaves in January, you know, before the spring hits. Some of my trees will drop their leaves, but nothing like, you know, you guys do who live up north. And then watch the antics in nature. That is something that, you know, I don't do enough. But if you just sit and watch squirrels, or you sit and watch the birds, and that's why so many people have bird feeders or bird baths in their yards. And I'm blessed to have a pond in my yard, and I've watched the wading birds, and they're just remarkable creatures. I mean, sometimes I'm pulling into my driveway and there's a huge blue egret that's soaring over my car and landing, you know, up front by the pond. And so, you know, I kind of slow down so I'm not scaring it away, and have so enjoyed, you know, watching the animals that have, you know, come into my yard. And so, you know, it's amazing. It can really be amazing. And then number three is to ask God to use you. Sometimes when we're overwhelmed, we're like, oh my gosh, I cannot do one more thing. But when you're not overwhelmed, ask the Lord, say, Lord, can I be an answer to someone else's prayers? You know, as an author consultant, I've been told that quite a few times, you know, oh, you're such an answer to prayer, because I've wanted to publish this book and I just didn't know, you know, who to turn to. And then I found you, or I found your podcast. And so, you know, it's a blessing that makes me feel like, you know, I am in God's will and doing his will for something that he's gifted me with, and that's, you know, being helpful in that regard. Or you can be ask the Lord, you know, allow me to be your hands and feet, Lord, to someone else, to someone who is elderly, to that person I'm sitting next to in church, you know, that I can smile, you know, and ask how they're doing or how their day is going. You know, that's some way that we can be used by the Lord. And that, again, is astounding, and, you know, it can be miraculous. And then the last thing is, you know, a reminder more so than a practical application, but, you know, and I asked my son this, I said, what is the one thing that the Lord asks of us? And he said, you know, our love. And I thought, you know, I can't believe you got it, because I was thinking time. You know, someone recently asked that question in a sermon, and I thought immediately time came into my mind, but really God wants our love. And that's what he wants from all of us. So if you find yourself overwhelmed, you know, just pray, less of me, more of you, God, please, and fill me with your love, and allow me to bring that love in my life so that I can love others. Well, let's pray. I want to say, you know, rejoice that the Lord is waiting for you to ask, and he is ready to answer. And I just pray this for you. I pray that you can find the Lord even when you are overwhelmed. And I pray that you can find the Lord, especially when you are so busy, like during the holidays. You know, Christmas has become a secularized holiday, and we need to bring Jesus back into it, and Thanksgiving and Easter and, you know, whatever time of the year it is that you're listening to this. The Lord has an answer for you, my friends, and the Lord hears you, and it's that small, still, quiet voice. And I pray that you listen. I pray that the Lord blesses you today. I pray that the Lord takes the burden, whatever that is, off of your shoulders. And I pray that he infills you with every good thing and blesses you. And I pray this in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.